Hi, my dear friends. You are listening to Kuku Radio, and this is Yuki here for you today. Hey, 欢迎收听本期的可可电台，我是 Yuki。今天呢，还是跟往常一样，一起来讨论一些过年的时候、春节的时候大家会常做的一些事情。Today we are going to talk about setting firecrackers. Setting firecrackers. Setting firecrackers. 放鞭炮。Have you ever set firecrackers? 我不知道大家有没有过放鞭炮的经历呢？ Yes, I have. 我记得 when I was a little girl, I live in the countryside, so I always set firecrackers in spring festival. Lighting firecrackers used to be one of the most important customs in the spring festival celebration.However, concerning the danger and the negative noises that lighting firecrackers may bring, the government has banned its practice in many major cities. But people in small towns and rural areas still hold to this traditional celebration. Right as the clock strikes 12 o'clock midnight of New Year's Eve,Cities and towns are lit up with the glitter from firecrackers, and the sight can be deafening. Families stay up for this joyful moment and kids with the firecrackers in one hand and a lighter in another cheerful light their happiness in this special occasion, even though they plug their ears.
其实讲到放鞭炮的话，曾经是庆祝春节活动的最重要的习俗之一。但是呢，担心燃烧鞭炮可能会带来危险和烦人的噪音，政府已经在许多大城市下了禁令，禁止燃烧鞭炮。但是在一些小城镇和农村的地区呢，人们还是坚持着这种传统的庆祝活动。在除夕夜，一旦钟声敲响午夜十二点，城市和乡镇呢都被烟花的闪闪光芒照亮，鞭炮声也是震耳欲聋。一家熬夜就为这个欢乐的时刻，孩子们呢一手拿着鞭炮，一手拿着打火机，兴高采烈地点放着他们在这个特殊节日的快乐。尽管他们有时候呢会吓得捂着耳朵。OK， 我不知道大家有没有过这样的一些经历，比如说过年的时候呢会放一些鞭炮，放一些烟花等等等等。我呢有过这样的一些经历，因为我是从小在乡下长大的孩子，而现在的话每年也会回去乡下过年，所以呢每年都会非常期待时钟敲响午夜十二点春节到来的钟声。 OK， 所以呢希望大家可以感受一下，如果说你有过类似经历，或者说你没有但是非常期待的话，可以给我留言，一起来分享一下。 OK, please remember, see you next time. Bye bye.